I'm Howard Shapiro, theater critic for the Classical Network. As a singer whose interpretations were bold and new, Billie Holiday was celebrated. As a person who used alcohol and heroin, plus other drugs, Billie Holiday was a tragic figure. The trick for the celebrated performer Audra McDonald was to convincingly play both Billie Holidays in the 2014 production of Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill, now streaming from a performance live captured in New Orleans.
What a little moonlight can do. Wait a while.
McDonald won the Tony Award for her performance. She has Holiday's style down pat and also Holiday's voice. I couldn't help but wonder, though, what would it be like to hear Audra McDonald, a far richer voiced singer than the subject of her show, perform Holiday's most well-known work in McDonald's own voice? But that's not the show I was reviewing, which asks her to act as well as sing, like Billie Holiday, and even more challenging, to act as though she's becoming drunker by the minute. As a result, the show becomes more and more about watching a drunken woman sing. By the end, McDonald's role is to make herself incoherent, all drama in the service of making a point we already understand. Luckily, Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill has Audra McDonald up there to bring it off. It streams on Broadway HD. I'm Howard Shapiro. See you in a Broadway Minute.